When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just so everyone knows, we are the number one ice rink in the nation at Campus Martius Park. We're happy to hold that title and are fighting for it again this year. So the rink opens on Saturday, November 22nd at 11 a.m. and it's open through March 1st. And we're open daily, including holidays. You can buy tickets in advance online at downtowndetroit.org, or you can show up in person. Like I said earlier, the closer the holidays we get, you're probably going to want to plan in advance. And if you're coming down on the weekend, make those plans in advance so you can really take advantage of all the things happening downtown. Go out to eat, go shopping, do all the things, and just buy your tickets in advance. But you know, later in the season, during the weekdays, come on down. We open at 11. You can go skating, enjoy yourself with your family and friends.
How late are you open?
We are open till 11 p.m. most nights, and I think there's a few nights we're open to midnight.
And if people do go online, I believe you said two-hour increments and cost. Can you give us an idea?
$12, and then there's a child's rate, which I believe is $8 or $9, first responders rate, and a senior citizen's rate as well. So all of that's laid out on our website. You click the button, you can pick your time. You put in your age, if you're an adult, senior, child, and it'll take care of you there, or you can come and see us at Campus Martius and we'll get you all hooked up. You can rent skates here too, so if you don't have your skates, we have skates to rent as well.
When you talked about being the number one rink, who names you that? I mean, I've heard that.
Yes.
But who is the entity that deems it so?
Yes, USA Today and all of our faithful voters that vote for us online at our Instagram and Facebook pages. We are the number one public square in the nation, Campus Martius Park, and we are the number one ice rink as well.
So. What do you think makes that work? I mean, I've been down here. There have been many special events here, from 9/11 ceremonies to Christmas tree lightings. I've been down here a lot, and it is an awesome space. But I to you personally, what makes it work?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working for the Downtown Detroit Partnership for 9 years now, and it's just a really special place, Campus Martius Park. It's the heart of the city. Everyone comes here. They have memories with their families and friends. And especially during the holidays, we've really, Detroit's transformed during the holiday seasons. We have the markets at Cadillac Square. We have the Cadillac Lodge. We have the Chalet 313. It's really just about making memories with your family. And I think our, fans, our people who attend our events, want to support us. And when they see we're up for an award, they'll vote for us.
It's really interesting over the last 22 years, what the heart of the city has done to not only reclaim our spirit in many ways, but also just reclaim what is really an important accessible public space. And that's what this represents. It's not just in the winter when we have literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people come down to enjoy the ice skating rink and the hot chocolate and the fire pits and the winter lodge, but also the fact that this then transforms in the summer. And so throughout the year, we get over 4 million visitors into the core of the city. That is just another way to, one, change perception, and we need to also reflect on just how far we've come. So we started with something that was a small little tree lighting, and is now blown up to be a tree lighting that includes not just the 120,000 people that are here live, but from a broadcast perspective, people are watching from around the world. And that's great in terms of not only showing the great things that is happening in Detroit, but also just making sure people are reminded that it is important to come down and really experience it live.
Before we leave that topic, though, what's in my mind is back to bankruptcy, back to emerging from bankruptcy, and how this space was kind of a starting point, as you reference, and a build-out. I mean, to me, that's what Campus Martius represents. Help me what your vision is of this space.
Yeah, I mean, just over 10 years ago, we were faced with the largest municipal bankruptcy, and what we needed to do is find ways to not only hang on to these really, truly important civic treasures, but build upon them. And that's what Campus Martius represents, not only the fact that we were able to build on this park, but now have the responsibility through the Downtown Detroit Partnership to manage 18 of the premier public spaces in the downtown. So what has happened in the last 10 years in advancing public space and advancing public access and really creating lasting memories in the core of our city is a big part of what we've been able to do. And it took everybody. I mean, this has been a community effort. I mean, you think about what's happened on the riverfront, the last piece opening a few weeks ago with the Ralph C. Wilson Park. That's now 5.5 miles of riverfront that we've reclaimed. You move up, you know, into the heart of the city, and you've got Campus Martius and Grand Circus Park and Capitol Park, which we just did this wonderful redo. All of that is post-bankruptcy. All of that is recognition of not only the momentum and the excitement, but the fact that we need to continue to give back to the community that has given so much to the city.
Before I let you go, Talk Friday. I know people in recent years who have been down know what a special night and fun night it is. I don't know if you've tweaked it a little bit and maybe you're expecting more people, but just give me a thought or two ahead of what Friday will be.
Well, I couldn't be more proud of our Downtown Detroit Partnership team. I mean, what they do is truly magical and it's remarkable. There's no way that this small team can continue to tweak these little things that make the Friday night tree lighting even more special, but they do. Every year they add more things. They get better talent. We get better, you know, opportunity. This year we're going to have a two-hour broadcast live from the rink, and we have the ability to do things that today that we just weren't able to do, not just in terms of the expanded coverage, but also the opportunity to really bring in key partners. So it is, Friday night is an opportunity for the community to come together, people of all ages, and honestly, it has become an annual tradition for so many families, and that's really what we wanted to build, was an opportunity to for people to have an annual tradition and continue to build memories for generations to come. And that's what Friday night is.
I will say, though, there's this holiday called Thanksgiving. I don't know if you've heard about it. Lions play. There's a parade. It's kind of... I'm joking, because we're jumping to Christmas.
Well, I like the idea of Christmas. There is Thanksgiving. We got to get there. But, you know, all the stores are already selling Christmas. It is interesting that you say that, though, because Friday night really kicks off the official at the start of the holidays. Yeah. We roll right into our Detroit Aglow, which is an amazing fundraiser that we do annually that just brings people to actually carve a turkey, you know, at tableside. And then we go right into not only the America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but also, obviously, the tradition of having the Lions play on Thanksgiving, and the rink will be open for people to come both post and pre-Lions game.
It's already merged long ago. I was just trying to be funny.
I love you. Thank
you.
Thank you so much.